It's been a rough week for UW President Bob Sternberg. He's been taken to task by several UW faculty on university listservs over his handling of a number of issues, but people have expressed the most concern over the turnover of some UW administrators. Most recently, the dismissal of the College of Education dean and the resignation of the law school dean. Sternberg gives us his perspective on the controversy.
Well, the goal I had when I came in was for us to be a top land-grant institution, if not the top land-grant institution, in terms of educating ethical leaders who will make a positive, meaningful, and enduring difference to the world. That was the goal. And any new president needs a team of people who shares their goal, their mission, and how to go about accomplishing it. So what I have been trying to do in my first months as president is to put together a team that could move us forward in terms of that mission of serving the state of Wyoming and serving the people in it. And that's where we've gone. I don't anticipate any more changes.
Now, was it starting with the provost's office? I've been here and have certainly seen people bringing new people in that position. But I think what maybe caught people off guard is you've done a lot of this awfully quickly. Did you feel it was necessary to make those changes right away?
I have made a total of 2 personnel changes since I've come here. Some other people, for reasons of their own, decided to step down. But in terms of my talking to someone about their stepping down or someone on my team talking to someone about stepping down, there have been a total of 2.
Mm-hmm. But other people, in your view, have just decided they didn't like the direction things are going? Or
no, it's a little more complicated than that. The engineering dean left shortly before I came. But because it was so close to my coming, I sometimes see him as one of the people that I had something to do with. I had nothing to do with that. When I started, the business dean already had an offer from the University of Nevada at Las Vegas for almost double the salary he had here. So before I even started, he was pretty much out the door. So those 2 were really things that happened before my time. The provost, I think that Myron and I probably both felt that we didn't have compatible visions for the university. So that's 1 of the 2. So he stepped down. And that was really, I think, incompatibility. After he stepped down, his staff of associate provosts decided voluntarily to go too, but that was up to them. If they identified very strongly with him and his leadership and felt that, you know, if he goes, they want to go, that was up to them. So the provost was 1. The education dean, I felt that our directions were somewhat different, but the dean decisions are actually made by the provost, or in our case, interim dean of academic affairs. So that was the 2nd one that I had something to do with, although I never actually had the conversation with her, the interim dean of VP for academic affairs did. And then recently the law dean stepped down. That was totally his decision. I was really surprised that he did that. So although there have been some changes, I was, I think, directly involved perhaps in 2 of them. In the case of the law dean, he seemed uncomfortable with having an advisory task force that would make some recommendations, or he felt that he should have been more involved in that. The task force is strictly advisory. It has no statutory authority. It has no authority to change anything. There was an allegation in a letter for some law students that industry was running things. I had no pressure from industry. I had no pressure from politicians to do this. It was the result of a conversation between some board members and me that, because I had heard as I went around the state concerns about whether we were as strong in energy and natural resource law as we had been in the past, I thought it would be good to look into that, but I have no basis for knowing whether that's the case or not. I'm not a lawyer. And so I thought it would be useful to have an advisory task force.
I don't know if you look at the listservs or some of the conversation that's been going on campus, but it does strike me that certainly among the faculty there are people troubled with things, wondering what direction you're going. Does that concern you, and is this something that you're necessarily worried about?
It concerns me greatly. And if there are any faculty who have concerns, I really wish deeply that they would come to see me. I have had town meetings. I've had a listening meeting. I have a suggestion box. I have faculty lunches and dinners. I'm willing to meet with anyone anytime about anything. And if they have concerns, please come talk to me and let's discuss them and let's get them resolved.
Well, what do you think people aren't understanding or maybe are missing?
I think they're probably concerned about the rate of change, which is, I think, quicker than I would have hoped for. I wouldn't have expected so many people in so little time to step down. And I think that they, you know, there was a stable administration for 8 years before, and that when all of a sudden there's change, it makes people nervous. And I understand that. But as I said, if people have concerns, I really would like to talk to them and resolve their concerns.
When you look at UW, and you've obviously had several weeks and a couple of months to look at this, do you see a need for major culture change here?
I don't know whether you would call it major culture change. I can't speak very clearly to what was done under the previous administration because I wasn't here. Rather, I think that my focus is on ethical leadership development, and which is our land grant mission, and it's also on our flagship mission of excelling in research, just having a great research program, teaching, superb teaching, and outreach and extension, that we reach out to people in the state and help them, whether it's in agriculture or business or engineering or whatever. So I can't say what came before me, but those are some of the emphases I would hope others would share.
And if I'm listening to you right now, no matter where I am in the state of Wyoming, why shouldn't I be concerned? I mean, you're obviously reading news articles, you're hearing conversation coming out of the university. Why shouldn't I be worried that there's maybe a little turmoil going down in Laramie?
I've been here 4 months, and I would hope that people would not rush to judgment, especially without engaging me. I mean, what concerns me some is that there's a lot of chatter. I understand that. But if people have concerns, and some do, I'm almost always on email. I answer my own emails, and I answer them quickly. I don't turn down anyone for appointments, anyone who wants to meet with me, I'll meet with them. I live across the street at 1120 Ivinson Street. Anyone can come ring the door. My cell phone is, you know, available to anyone who wants it. Anyone who wants to get in contact with me, it's very easy to do.
University of Wyoming President Bob Sternberg, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.